I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. People in the States are all riled up over the presidential race, but how about the international community? Senator Barack Obama got a crowd of 200,000 people when he visited Germany. Both he and Senator John McCain have visited Iraq. We're going to take a look at what people in other parts of the world make of our politics with BBC broadcaster Dotun Adebayo in London and Kathy Barrett. She is deputy head of news at Radio Jamaica in Kingston. Welcome, folks.
Hi, Faraj.
Hi.
So, Dotun, let's start with you. Now, how much attention did people pay in your neck of the woods to our political conventions?
We've been following it for about a year now. When it was clear that Barack Obama would stand a chance of winning the Democratic nomination, our eyes pretty much focused on that because, of course, it would be a historic moment. And also, let's face it, he's very much a rock star, isn't he, to Europeans, as we saw in Germany. Over the last week, since the introduction of, or the unveiling of Sarah Palin, as it was, the coverage and the attention is just exploded, because now we realize that America is in for a real race for the presidency, and a race to the bitter finish.
We are, for sure. And, you know, one thing I noticed because I was at the conventions is so many international journalists. I heard people speaking Chinese. There was a German TV crew that I got to hang out with a bit. And, you know, it's something here in the U.S. that we take for granted is the intensity of international coverage of our elections. How do you balance all of the different things that you have going on politically? Because you've had your political shakeups in the U.K. between parties and our elections.
Well, let's be real. Our own political shenanigans are a sideshow in terms of world politics. It's all right for domestic consumption, whether Prime Minister Gordon Brown is going to survive or not. Most people think he won't survive. He's been pretty much a lame duck Prime Minister for most British people for the last year or so, since the economy turned down. But of course, we know that in America, it's not just a question of Americans going to the poll to nominate a president of the United States, but in effect, it's a president of the world, isn't it? It's the most powerful job on the planet, and whoever has the keys to Pennsylvania Avenue is going to dominate the world politics for the next 4 years or so, as we saw yesterday with the intervention of George Bush into the fortunes of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We know that an intervention from an American president can pretty much affect our economy over here. And until, as I say, Sarah Palin was unveiled, we thought it was a one-horse race. You wouldn't even have known that John McCain was running, or at least not seriously running. When he came over to visit world leaders, there wasn't that much attention. He's not the most attractive person for our television broadcasters or newspapers, and pretty much his speech was dry. And it represented the old school. Newspapers, the media wants to move on. And Sarah Palin and Barack Obama were evidence of that moving forward.
All right, Kathy, what about you? You're in Jamaica, and how have people processed it on the ground as well as you at Radio Jamaica?
It has been overwhelming. I think ever since Barack Obama entered the race officially, it has taken Jamaica by storm. The only thing that I think has surpassed it in recent weeks is Jamaica's performance at the Beijing Olympics. And it is not, although, yes, most Jamaicans know that they don't have a vote by any chance, it's not unusual to hear people on the streets having vigorous conversations about who will be the next president of the United States. And most Jamaicans, as is the case with, I guess, most people in the Caribbean, they're pro the Democrats, and it's so ironic. When the Republicans had their convention, the average person, and even in a news center such as the one here at Radio Jamaica, it was just a big turnoff for everyone. Why are we bothering to watch this? Because they already assume that Obama will be the next president of the United States. So it's being watched very closely by persons from all walks of life across the island.
What do you think of the U.S. role and responsibility in dealing with Jamaica? I mean, what do Jamaicans look for from the United States, specifically in intercountry relations?
Well, the U.S. has always had a major role to play in Jamaica, especially as it relates to our economy. Tourism is what drives Jamaica's economy, and most of our visitors, at least 85%, if not more, come to Jamaica from the United States. So that's one big factor. Another factor is that a significant number of Jamaicans now live in the United States, and that's where remittances come into play. The U.S. is also seen as the country to which, for instance, our dollar is pegged to the U.S. currency, and knowing that the U.S. is just in our backyard, so to speak, is very important in all aspects of Jamaica's life, be it related to our economy, even to our politics. So it's a key factor.
Dalton, we saw some very different rhetoric during the two conventions. During the Democratic convention, from various speakers, there was a lot of talk of restoring America's relationship with other nations. During the Republican convention, it was more focused on the need for a strong national security and somewhat more unilateralist, as it has been with the Bush administration. Not that it was absolutely in lockstep, but there was more of a focus on the U.S. defending itself, including through what's being called energy independence. How are you picking up on those messages from the two campaigns?
Clearly, the Republican campaign, which we covered at the BBC throughout, I was up for that coverage throughout the night, both the Democratic and the Republican. The Republican campaign came across to most people here, and I could tell you from the text messages that we had from listeners as well, as very jingoistic and, you know, at times almost unbelievable to a British audience that you could still, in 2008, run a campaign which is based very much on the background chanting of USA, USA, USA. For us, that would seem unseemly. You know, we're very British and we try to focus on our role in a global sense. It would seem very jingoistic to us, and for a prime minister to have that kind of background chant in Britain, I think that would be very difficult. It would be a turnoff. Having said that, I think what's happened now is that, from our point of view, that the race has become, and probably from American points of views, as far as we can see it, has become about personality rather than issues as such. I mean, Kathy there in Jamaica will know that there's been a plethora of reggae songs about Obama, but my favorite is one by Coco T, which simply just says, Obama, Obama, on and on and on. You know,
over and over again.
We don't know about his politics as much, or his policies as much. And I think...
Well, I have to get Kathy in for one last word. We've only got time for one last word. Personality or policy, which do you think Jamaicans are paying attention to?
Personality, without a doubt. That's what's dominating the talk in Jamaica. Yes, policy, not to say that it isn't important, but almost every other song you're hearing on the radio has to do with Obama.
All right. On that note, I want to thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
That was BBC broadcaster Dalton Adebayo joining us from London, along with Kathy Barrett, deputy head of news at Radio Jamaica in Kingston.